yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
East Mississippi and West Alabama's News Talk Station, 1010 MOX, The Big Ten. And welcome back to the morning show. It is number 3 of 4 big hours. Bill Smith in with you on a Paul Tarver Christmas, along with
Dumpster Dog and
the Paul Guru Tarver, the Guru.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being with us this morning. And remember, if you want to be part of the program, all you have to do is call us, 693-1891, 693-1010. Email us, morningshow@wmox.net, or fax us, 483-1010. Again, thanks for being here this morning.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you, too.
I thought you were thanking me. I was like, this is fun for me. I mean, there's not a lot I have to do other than just bring some music with me and we hang out. I mean, it's cool.
Well, we've had 2 good hours. We're going to have another good hour.
Well, you
and
think.
You can't have a Christmas special with what we just heard.
Yeah.
And Nat King Cole's Christmas song.
I knew that we had to play that one, and we got, you know, that's one that you just, it's just ain't the same without it. I do want, before we get too far into this, Bill, I want to remind everybody about paultarver.com. That's where I'm posting a lot of articles. You'll find some Christmas articles. One, in fact, covers a topic you guys were talking about yesterday about a Christmas movies,
yeah,
that people like.
Mm-hmm.
And we got an article up there about It's a Wonderful Life. Mm-hmm. And another one about the one I brought up yesterday, Meet John Doe.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to go out there and take a look at it and see something, you know, see something you hadn't seen in a long time, or get, you know, some kind of thoughts about it.
Yeah.
That's beyond the scope of the radio show.
Last night I watched a Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were talking about it yesterday, and I
watched
it.
Which one?
It was the George C. Scott.
George C. Scott.
Was on last night, and I watched it, and for the first time, I can't believe it took this long, and I'm a big Dickens fan, but, you know, I realized what he was trying to get across, and that is, you know, we've all got Scrooge in us. He just takes it, that character, to the extreme, but, you know, I guess he's saying, you know, put yourself in this place, and if you went back to Christmas past, Christmas present, and I took a look at Christmas future, You know, would you be would it be something you'd like to see?
Well, I always thought that the Christmas Carol and It's a Wonderful Life had the exact same theme behind it, and I guess you get out of it what you see.
Sure.
But the theme there was, is in order to have friends, you have to be a friend. You have to be, in other words, you have to do unto others is basic theme to these movies. And in, you know, with Scrooge, you know, he wasn't, and he missed that part of his life.
Mm-hmm.
In It's a Wonderful Life, he was a friend to all these people, but missed what the importance of that was and how it came back to him.
You're right.
So, you know, there's undercurrents of themes going every which way. But I tell you, I really enjoyed the lady in the first hour that came in and talked to us about the fruitcake.
She was great.
Wasn't that great?
Maybe wanted one.
All right, let's go to the phone. Good morning. You're on a Paul Tarver Christmas. Welcome.
Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, the Gray Wolf. What's going on?
That's it. Hey, I got to witness one of the true la-di-da traditions of Christmas this past weekend.
La-di-da?
La-di-da.
La-di-da. Let me explain.
Okay.
We had a function for the Southeast Agents Conference in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
It was held at the Ritz-Carlton.
Right.
The Ritz-Carlton was decked to the nines with Christmas decorations, and it's everything that it's, you know, everybody says it is. But anyway, on Saturday afternoon, all the mamas were bringing in their girls and their grandchildren girls for tea at the Ritz. And I had always heard that that was a tradition, but I got to see it firsthand this weekend. And Atlanta Buckhead was just all out for Christmas the whole weekend.
I bet.
Wow.
Mm.
But anyway.
What was it like?
Well, I brought the Atlanta paper home in the event I got to come in and talk Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the salesman's got all the football lined up. So
actually, we've got a we need you Friday.
Okay.
The Diamond Dave's got a knee surgery, I believe.
Okay. Well, I know that most of this conversation will be nails on the chalkboard for him, but they had several Christmas stories in there, but one of them was about the little lady that for 18 years goes in and polishes the silver. And I mean, if you touch anything in that hotel, it is sterling silver or plated sterling silver.
Uh-huh.
And she cleans it every night.
Wow.
She comes in at 10 and she works till 6 in the morning. So while everybody's asleep, all of Atlanta's down for the night, she's cleaning the silver so that the next day. And it's one of those things that you appreciate, but you totally take for granted.
Sure.
And the Atlanta paper just had a wonderful Christmas story. She was very much a Christian lady. And
really?
It was just a beautiful story. But anyway, I just I got to witness firsthand a tradition that I had heard about that I never really dreamed I'd get to see or even appreciate.
Right.
It was phenomenal. It almost as phenomenal as the Paul Tarver's Christmas show.
Well, and that's saying something.
That's right. A benchmark there.
Yeah, it is.
I'll throw in one other. One Christmas when I was about 6 or 7 years old,
mm-hmm.
We got a little red plastic jukebox 45 player.
Yeah.
And I had a bunch of Ray Stevens songs. Of course, I would play DJ for months after Christmas, and the only songs I had were Ray Stevens songs. And I didn't know I can't remember if Ray Stevens had a Christmas song in there or not. But
I don't know if
that was Ray Stevens radio station then.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I used to do the same thing, though. But what I did, Scott, was I recorded, and I actually have one of these, I would record me playing stuff on my little phonograph. And then send a tape to my grandfather, you know, and do the little DJ bits in between.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't quite as high tech.
I listened to it just, I found a tape after he passed. I found a tape at his house.
Yeah.
Trust me, it wasn't that high tech when you hear the microphones moving and bumping around and all this noise going on and you bear, you know.
Well, let me tell you, I heard Rush Limbaugh say, I believe it was yesterday, maybe the day before, when he was a kid, he had a 45 record player and he would play disc jockey.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? It's funny we all are on the radio now. Of course, I don't know. I never Rush's
played,
league.
Never
you never did it,
Bill?
I
didn't.
So how'd you get in this business, Bill?
I don't know.
His daddy said, come on down here, boy.
Yeah, I think his daddy helped. You know, your daddy got you in this business, right?
Boy, you need to work. That's right.
Well, it was either that or mow the grass, and Bill chose this job.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like the Santa job, you know. It's good work when you can get it.
Gray Wolf, we'll see you Friday.
Wonderful, guys. And
thank
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas to you,
thanks,
too.
Thanks, Wolf.
Merry Christmas. All right, it's, what, 20...
Something.
Six before nine.
Well, you are always working the clock, and I'm just telling you, you need to relax. This is Christmas show. This is time for a Christmas show.
The clock.
Why don't we take this other call?
Okay. Good morning. You're on the morning show. Welcome.
Bill.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey,
hey
Carl.
Carl
what's going
Fitzgerald.
On?
PT 109. let's see, that's part-time, or is that...
No, it stands for PaulTarver.com. PT-109 was actually a nickname my uncle gave me years and years ago.
Okay.
And he's one of the few people in the world that calls me PT on a regular basis.
Tell Bill, I won't make a big thing. We have a remember when hometown Christmas with Carl and Thelma this Saturday from 12 to 2 on WMX. And all you got to do is read the Brilliant Star and you get full details. We'll have an ad there in a nice article. So just consult the Brilliant Star. Thursday or Friday, probably, and catch it in the paper, and we'll just leave you with that. And
Carl.
Yeah.
Carl, I got a suggestion for you.
Yeah.
You need to have Miss Jane on your show to talk about Remember When reading letters to Santa.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, it would be good.
And, you know, we've had her story on, you know. We've had her and Eddie on, and for the story.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie is real, like I talked about him yesterday, he's a real radio man from way back yonder. He was one of the old boys, and everybody still talks about him. He's a great one.
Right.
Absolutely.
And part of it.
Absolutely.
You got it. So is Jane.
Bill, you're just a newcomer in this business.
I am a newcomer.
If y'all tune us in Saturday, and we'll try to have a good time with some music and all that kind of stuff.
All right, remember Carl. When this
Merry
Saturday.
Christmas, Carl.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Don't miss it. It'll be good.
We've been doing a little
weekend.
Remember When today, ain't we?
Yes, yeah. We have.
Hey, listen, talking about Remember When you had Bing Crosby singing White Christmas and that kind of stuff?
Yes.
I have a version of White Christmas that you haven't heard.
I don't know
it's not
that.
By Porky Pig, I promise.
Okay.
In the first hour, I played a couple of songs by this young lady named Liz Marchese.
Oh, she was great.
Was it awesome or what?
What a voice.
I've got a couple of songs we're going to play by her. If you play Cut 3 on Disc 2.
Disc 2.
This is her version of White Christmas.
Great.
A little problem with my software. She is fantastic.
What a voice.
We were just discussing who she reminds us of voice-wise, and I think Dumpster and I have come to a conclusion that she's kind of a cross between Sandy Patty and maybe Karen Carpenter.
Yeah, I was thinking Karen Carpenter.
Does that work for you, Bill?
Oh, she is fantastic.
She is.
Great.
I tell you what, can you play cut number 4, which is her version of Have Yourself a Merry Christmas, which, if I remember correctly, is your favorite song?
Which is my favorite. Absolutely.
Why don't you play that for us?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. shining star upon the highest bough. So please have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Wow. Boy, she is great.
Are you speechless?
I am speechless.
Was that? Did that live up to your expectation of your favorite song?
Man, beyond it. I mean, it is my favorite song.
You know what?
Secular Christmas song, and it's just it's wonderful.
Now I'm going to surprise you.
Okay.
Pick up line two, and let's see who's there.
Good morning. You're on the morning show.
Good morning. This is Liz Marchese.
Get out of here. Hey, Carver, you dog. We've been listening to you all morning, and we just...
We're crazy about you.
Thank you. That's so sweet. Gosh, Sandy Patty and Karen Carpenter, that's high praise.
Well, we were trying to sit here while we're listening. It's different. And Liz, I just want to tell you, you know, listening to it on my stereo at home and all this kind of stuff, it's different listening to it in the headphones.
Okay.
Only in the sense that it crystallized for me, there was a familiarity in your voice that I was trying to put a label on. And Dumpster and I were talking about it in one of the songs while ago, and it just struck us. It struck him, Sandy Patty struck him, and Karen Carpenter hit me, and we thought, you know, that's actually not a bad comparison here.
Well, thank you very much.
Did you record this in a studio, or do you have a four-track? How'd you do all this?
Actually, about 6 years ago, my stepson is very musical, too, and mm-hmm. we bought him a digital recorder for Christmas 1 year.
Right.
And the following year, I joked that we did this in his bedroom in a weekend, dirty sock smell and all. You know how teenage boys are.
Sure.
But we did. We just did this in about, we probably spent about 6 hours on it, and we just laid everything down and
mixed it and
did all of that for me. Mm-hmm.
I can't. Oh,
it sounds like it was done in a studio in New York or L.A. or somewhere.
Well, thank you. We're proud of it.
I think she's discounting all the years that she's done a lot of singing in prep for that 6 hours worth of recording, because you've sung these songs for a while, haven't you?
Well, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you do professional work or?
You know, I really, professional-wise, the only time I get paid to sing is for weddings and things like that. I have not, cut a professional album or anything like that. Mm-hmm. No, I haven't. But I have been singing since, you know, I was about three. It's like breathing. It comes naturally
natural.
To me, and mm-hmm. it's just part of who I am, and I love to do it.
Well, Liz, have you had formal training?
I have. Mm-hmm. I have. When I lived in Oxford when I was in high school. And with the university there, I was fortunate enough to study under Cynthia Linton, who was a wonderful vocal coach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I started. And then I've had several vocal coaches over the years. I spent some time at Loyola in New Orleans and had a wonderful coach in Philip Frohnmeyer there. And just had lots of help along the way.
Are you from Oxford?
Well, I lived there for 4 years. I was there 9th through 12th grade. I was born in Gulfport, Mississippi. I spent about 10 years in Starkville, Mississippi, my elementary and junior high years. And then my mother worked for the university, so she was at State. And then she actually worked for Robert Kayat when he was the vice chancellor of university affairs.
Really?
She was his assistant.
Okay.
She's from Mississippi.
So how long have you been in?
There's no one place.
No one place. We've hopped around.
How long have you been in Meridian?
We moved here a month after my daughter was born, and she turned 14 in November,
okay.
So just a little over 14 years.
Well, you may be the best-kept secret in Meridian.
I agree.
Well, thank you. Thank you very
Great.
Much.
Now, you sing at your church or different functions and things around town? Because we were talking earlier, unfortunately, I'm one of the lucky few that have this CD, and... it's not really available to the general public because of all the copyright and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And we're kind of enjoying the privilege of BMI and RIA and all those guys through WMOX today, and so we're able to bring it to the folks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
But you do events around town. correct?
Well, I'm available if people would like for me to sing at a function. I'm usually available. I'm just here, you know, working and raising a family, so I'm here.
What a company Christmas party would that be, huh?
Oh, boy.
No kidding. What's the most popular wedding song that you get? What do people ask for you to sing more than anything, I guess?
Probably the Lord's Prayer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, and I really want Bill to do this. Liz, if you got time to sit through part of one of your songs,
sure.
And then we'll talk again at the end. Bill, can you go back? I want to go back and play the song we played in the first hour, on disc one, the O Holy Night.
Okay. What?
Because there's a couple of questions I want to ask Liz about this. That's track number 7 on disc one. And there probably was a lot of folks that wasn't up at when we played this first go around, but I'd really like you to play that again for all our listeners. And then, Liz, if you can stick around long enough for us to come back, then we'll talk to you some more.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
All right, here we go. Let's...
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. Thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious light. Fall on your knees, oh,
see, that is what I call passing the shiver test. If I hear a song and it makes my spine shiver just a little bit, that passes the shiver test. Now, Liz, I got a question.
Okay.
How you hit that high note, and just when I think you're at the high note, you go one more. How you do that?
I don't really have an explanation for that.
Like, ain't nobody stepping on your toe or...
No, it's no tricks. It's just there.
Well, you know, it takes a special voice to sing that song, and you did it just... That was just outstanding.
Well, it's a majestic song, and it needs a majestic, you know, the horns there combined with the voice, and her head's going to be about 12 sizes too big by the time we get finished here, but I got to tell you, if that song doesn't give you the Christmas spirit,
something wrong with you,
and as they say back home.
Thank you. I will actually be singing that song at my church on Christmas Eve. If anybody wants to come and doesn't already have plans, it'll be at First Presbyterian Church downtown at 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve. We'll have our Christmas Eve service, and I'll be singing that song.
All right, First Presbyterian.
Well, now, that'd be the time to hear it. Bill, you remember you talking about Christmas Eve being spiritual for you?
Yeah, it is.
I'm telling you, where else could you be, you know, in church listening to that song?
Boy.
I mean, that would be something.
Absolutely.
Liz, I mean, you know, I got to say, you work.